It's recording now.
What do you have before?
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is a 0 right now, but I am working on a 10 roof game day IPA, and I got a couple of different beers that I'm going to kind of just basically clean out the fridge to start the new year correctly. All right, I'm going to summarize Week 16 for the Saints in one sentence. The best way to enter the playoffs is when you beat the Shitlanta Falcons in a revenge game in front of your home crowd with a little bit of help from the refs, but also a butt interception on Christmas Eve. You put all those things together, and that would describe Week 16. If I'd have said that Friday, y'all would have called me crazy. Anyway, put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I am a 0. Nursing a cold after being a little hungover from Sunday because went at it pretty hard. But I am drinking a Red Bull and vodka now. Try to kickstart, get a little excitement because my voice is kind of shot. So.
That's dedication.
Hey, look, that's what they needed from the fans, and we brought it, man.
I tell you. All right, and Damon, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm like Jason. I'm getting over a cold. I felt like shit for the last week. Just terrible. But I'm very happy with the win. Ready to get this playoff started, man.
Before we get into playoff talk, we got one more week to play, which we'll cover at the end of the show. But at the beginning of the show, we have a really fun Falcons game to recap.
Everybody's drunk. Everybody's drunk tonight. Everybody's drunk. Everybody's drunk tonight.
Looks like we, like I said, man, the fans brought it Sunday. The, you know, the organization and Peyton had talked about needing us to be loud and have a real dome field advantage. Well, we did.
Did you ever sit down at all?
Well, yes, of course I sat down.
He sits in the hoity-toity section. He's going to sit down.
Yes, I'm civilized, of course.
I'm pretty sure I sat at some point, but I couldn't tell you. if I did or not, because we went at it hard. I went before the game, eat breakfast with Mike and Garrett, and we ate and we drank and we kept drinking and we kept drinking, and yeah, haven't been that drunk in a game in a long time. Yeah. Hey, look, they wanted us to bring it. We brought it. The dome was fucking loud.
Playoff atmosphere. Man, like, Sean Payton said during the week when they asked about the playoffs, he said, well, you know, playoffs started already, and he's kind of right. You know, we had to win this game to put Atlanta down and stay in the lead for that 3 or 4 spot for the division title, clearly, because Carolina ended up winning. So, I mean, you're right. I mean, this is kind of win is the only option from this point forward.
Yeah, I mean, this is it, especially against the fucking Falcons, because we lose that game, and then the division is pretty much outside of our hands.
Mm-hmm.
Another winner of the Carolina game, so we went. The good thing is, Renee said, I drank a lot, but I didn't spill anything on her, so that was good. But, like, I didn't, I mean, Mike got hammered. He left his flask in the game. You know, I get home, and I'm like, shit, I don't remember a lot of the second half, other than that I knew we won. I knew we won. I remember some plays, but then it's like, man, I don't think I remember walking out. Did I take the stairs? Did I take the ramp? I have no idea.
One of those.
It was one of the. Look, I hadn't been that drunk at a game in a long time, but I haven't heard the dome that loud in a long time. And even thank God I remembered to DVR the game before I left that morning, because I went back and watched the first half that night, and then I finished it the next day, and man, it sounded loud as fuck on TV.
And on Fox, who I feel like mutes the crowd. Like, I think they kind of I find CBS games, you hear more of the crowd.
They kind of let it pump in a little bit more. Yeah. The NFL Network replayed that game that night.
Wow, that was a quick turnaround.
Yeah, they did. They had played us whatever the night game was. And anyway, they replayed, you know. And so I went to bed watching it. And when Pam Oliver would come on to do a sideline report, or, you know, you could barely hear her over the crowd noise.
Wow, that's awesome. See, where we had a little Christmas party happening at the same time, so where the TV was kind of down, and you couldn't really hear the crowd. So I couldn't tell if the crowd was loud or not, but you could tell from the Falcons' play on the field that the defense was – I mean, look, I walked into the game a little nervous because of – what was it? A.J. Klein being on IR. What was the news just before?
Klein and Vaccaro both went on IR.
Yeah, Vaccaro on IR. I mean, when you really go into it, even from the beginning of the year, you start adding up the bodies. Anzalone now, A.J. Klein, Kenny Vaccaro, Okafor. I mean, that's four.
Fairly.
That's five legitimate stars.
Well, starters. I mean, I would say stars. Plus, like Delvin Rowe, another guy.
Yeah, Delvin. Half of the defense that you expected to be playing are not playing. And this whole next man up, step up. We said at the beginning of the year how health was going to be a major part of whether we win or not, or if we aren't going to be healthy, will the next man be able to step up? They stepped up Sunday against the Falcons.
So far, they're doing it. And the day before, you had the news of, oh, Michael Thomas is now questionable. It's like, well, fuck.
Right. Thank God that did not.
What was that? Was that?
It could have been Peyton trolling. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Mike and I were talking about that. Is it Peyton trolling or or is it really something? Because, I mean, you don't know.
Well, there was that one catch that he had caught and he's running downfield. And instead of kind of like getting tackled, he slid. And I was like, well, maybe there was something to it, and he was sliding.
Yeah.
I don't need to fight for those yards, that. Right? He's just kind of like,
I didn't notice that. You're right.
So maybe he had a little.
Well, I remember there was one catch, he got up, and he looked like he was limping a little bit. So I'm like, well, maybe there was something to it, but thank God he played. There was that one catch he made. I mean, Breeze threw it perfect. Breeze had a couple of perfect passes. There was one to Thomas over the middle for like 27 yards. Yeah. Like he couldn't have thrown it any better. Right where it needed
dropped
to be.
It in the basket.
Mm. Yeah, just like the Ginn catch at the end of the first half. Threw it where it had to be.
Beautiful. I remember that catch perfectly.
Yeah, me on the rewatch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but how about just in the game? How about Alvin Kamara returning kicks? I mean, he hadn't done that all season. Yeah. No doubt. I mean, you pulled out, you know. Pulled out all the stops, man, and he came in there. I mean, what?
His 49-yard return to...
Yeah.
I mean, look, that was like having Pierre run back a kick in the NFC title game a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and God, Kamara made it look so easy, too.
I thought he was going to get tackled within the 10, and he just, he just...
So did Atlanta.
He kept on going. Right, he kept on going to the 40. Like, what the hell?
So is he going to be doing this from here on out? I mean,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Did we do that because the Falcons special teams had nothing to go on? So
I think so. I think we want a little, like you said, a little boost, you know, mm-hmm. Let him touch. I think he's a dangerous man, and you give him the ball as much as you can and let him go be special.
Put his hands on the ball. Yeah. You guys missed out on what this guy could do the first time we played because you knocked him out of the game. So we're going to give you a double dose of him in this.
No doubt.
All three phases of the game.
No doubt.
I thought he was in there on defense once or twice.
No. look, like, you know, the game was a 10-point game. It was never that. It was really never that close, though.
No. That was, we'd go so far as to say domination. Defensively, if anything, just
right. Yeah, because you know offense as good as you know. I mean, we had some big plays, but we were still shitty on third down again.
Yeah, we. I don't know why that lack of tight end.
I mean, it's a huge factor. I mean, we have nothing at tight end.
Nothing.
I mean, who man was hurt? So, I mean, you got Josh Hill. That's it.
You got Hill. I mean, you know, Fleener going IR.
Right. I mean, even Fleener, as bad as Jeff hates him. was still bet, you know, could still get open. It could still
well, better than nothing,
to
yes.
Right. Well, right now we have nothing.
He's better than nothing. He's
right.
It would.
But look, the defense played well. Maite Te'o played the game of his fucking
life. Oh, my Manny Te'o.
Oh,
did he have,
talk about that guy.
And it was so awesome when they showed his girlfriend up on the screen, too.
Our oh, wait. We got an interview with her about the game. I'll play it right here right now.
Okay.
Come on.
That was
come
love.
On. Leave that was, this. Come on. He doesn't deserve love. That shit. He helps. Love. I mean, he's...
You fuck one goat. You fuck one goat.
You know what? I think at this point, considering what he's done for us, I'm willing to look past it. Considering how we're going to need him.
Fuck one goat.
Look, the fact that he got catfished, you can't fault the guy for something like that. That he didn't know. Whatever. Okay. The fact that after he got catfished, he still went back to the well. Like, he was like, oh, no, I'm going to find her. Like, that's the part, man. You can't let him let go of it. But no, he played too good. He's one of ours now. We don't joke about him that way. Or we can, but if somebody else did, we'll kick their ass.
You know, like, one of the other things that I didn't remember because I was so hammered was that we had 5 sacks. I did not realize we had 5 sacks.
Oh,
and that Cam Jordan had 2 of them.
Cam Jordan had a great game. I mean, he always does.
And how about this guy, George Johnson? He's got. We just picked him up like 2 weeks ago, and he's already got 3 sacks. Like, what the fuck?
Who is he? Where'd he come from? What's his deal?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Have you seen this guy? Have you heard about this guy?
Right.
That's what the scouts right. came. That's what Ireland came in to Sean Payton's like.
I mean, the fact that you can pull him in, and he – and because I noticed him in the first game. I was like, man, this guy's getting a lot of snaps. And I mean, the production's there. It's crazy.
What's his name? George Johnson.
George Johnson.
Meet George Johnson.
You know, I mean, he had a sack. Rankins played well. Rankins had another sack.
Yeah, Cam Jordan is the most, and we keep saying it. And he didn't make the Pro Bowl, but he is still the most underrated freaking defensive end. That somebody does everything. On that 4th down stop. And I didn't notice in the dome. I had to watch it on TV. But if you go and look, he's the one that gets the penetration on the right side that causes Freeman to have to go to the left where he has no block.
Right, we ran into Kakaha.
Right. But if you look, it's fucking Cam Jordan's whipping everybody's ass on the right side, gets deep penetration. You know, it just, fuck, I love that asshole.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't get the sacks, you know, the flag, you know, he's not a 15 sack guy or something like that, but he does hell of a job.
Although shit, I mean, I think he with 2 this game, he's probably up to 10 or 11 at this point. But I do think, I mean, I think people are starting to pay attention to him.
They
I think
are.
He's going to be all pro this year. I mean, there's no way he's not named to an all pro. I mean, he has
right.
He is. I mean, he's fucking amazing. That's all
he is. He really. I mean, that draft class. You know, getting him and Ingram.
And Ingram. Yeah, that was such a great run at the end of the game too. By Ingram. Such a great run. And watching it the replay because I didn't remember that happening in the game, but watching it on the replay, watching when he sees the hole and he just shoots and you wouldn't think, but he's got the speed to burst through. And
he does. No, he's. No.
I mean, look, it's – yeah, I've said it before. I love this team, man. This team is fun to watch and fun to get behind. You know, everybody just stepped up. You could tell they were – the crowd was in it. They were in it. You know, they knew how big of a game this was.
I just like you said, the fact –
shit, we didn't even talk about the ass pick, the butt pick. Just a huge momentum swing.
Oh. I mean,
the awareness on that play, right? Who was it that was reading about that or talking about?
Yeah, well, right. Yeah, he saw an interview about it, right? And he just said, you know, I felt the ball on the top of my leg, and I knew it hadn't hit the ground. I knew the other guys were coming to try to get it, and he said, I did a little tuck, you know, a little tuck of his leg to keep it up, and he grabbed the ball, never touched the ground. And then what? Next play, right? Was it 2 plays? But next,
it might
next
have been 2 plays.
The 54-yard touchdown by Ginn. Boom, boom. I mean, that
just like that. And we get the ball in the second half.
Right.
Such a huge. That,
Right. I mean, that was a 10-point the 10-point swing. I mean, going into the half, we scored 10 unanswered. You know, well, we had scored 13 unanswered points, but
just you know, like that, you right. Go ask them out.
Right, cause like you said, man.
Just like that.
It was it wasn't until 2:30 something that Atlanta scored their first touchdown. And even that was, you know, that we were playing prevent, we were letting the time run off. That, you know, that was a give me touchdown.
Right.
And when we, you know, cuz that's when we got the ball with 2:32 left. I'm trying to figure out, you know, and Peyton just victory formation.
Yeah,
but right. Fuck you.
Kneeling the ball, right, that early.
We're going to give it back to you. We don't care. You suck. We're going to give it back to you.
We did enough.
We don't care. Fuck you. We beat you. Y'all do whatever y'all want to do because we're going home.
Oh, that's so awesome.
But all right, that's think about it like this, though, too. That's the difference in the Sean Payton this year than the old Sean Payton that might have got us in trouble at those 7 and 9 years where he might have tried to go, I'm going to run the score up you. Like the fans wanted to after the Thursday night
right.
game, like we wanted to
right.
against the Jets, and he did not. And here he had that chance. Like, you know what? I could rub it in your face, but I'm right. not going to do that because no. you aren't the goal. You know what I mean? You're,
yeah.
Don't
yeah. Yeah.
fool yourself into thinking we care about you that much. Our fans might.
oh, right. we definitely
okay.
do.
Okay. You know? All right. Let me say two things. First, when it was 20-3, did y'all think that if we scored again, I wanted to go for two?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know, I mean, when it was 23, I said, oh, God, please let us score again. Please go for two. Please end this game 28-3. Yeah, that was...
We had a tweet about that. Somebody had tweeted during the game the same thing. They were like, could we please play? Wouldn't it be awesome?
yeah, but anyway, you know. But so then what you saying about Sean Payton? And this just might be... me trying, I don't know, you know, my little brain trying to understand the offense that's not putting up 35 points, 40 right. points a game that we're used to. I feel Sean Payton is more Bill Parcells right now.
Hmm.
You know, I feel like we're doing what we need to do to win, and that's it. You know, the game's in hand, no running up the score, no you know,
and you say Parcells or Belichick is kind of same.
Well, I'm saying Parcells because that's his mentor, you know, right. and that's what Parcells was back in the day. You know, mm-hmm. nothing fancy, nothing extra. At least in offense, when's the last time we've done something that well, y'all would consider stupid on offense, like the you know, a tight end get sweep?
And could some of that be the transition? Because maybe that's what he always wanted to be, but because he knew yeah. he didn't have right. the defense, he had to run up.
Perhaps.
Or he had to, you know, run the offense on like nitrous oxide because he had to compensate for a defense. Now that you don't have to do that, let's play real football.
And look, Breeze isn't as young as he, you know, he's still as accurate, still makes good decisions.
This is what you have to do
right.
to
right.
preserve the right. twilight years of Breeze, right? To get the most out of him. Is right. you've got to give him a defense and you've got to give him a running game so that he can manage,
yeah,
and then if they do make him beat you, well, surely
right.
We know he can.
Thanks for that.
That was one of the graphics they showed on the rewatch. They showed his pass attempts. You know, last year he threw it like 660 or 70 times. At that point in the game, he had only thrown it 500 times this year.
Mm-hmm. But he did. Oh. Record watch, he did surpass 70,000 passing yards.
Yes.
Joining, who is it, Favre and Manning?
Favre and Manning.
He's going to pass them both next year.
Yeah, he'll pass them both next year. Right. I think, you know, we have this game. Who knows? Well, we'll get 200 or something, you know.
No, but he's the fastest quarterback to ever get there, right?
Yeah, and it is a slight changing. I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to come up behind him because stats are past wacky. Although this year, there's not as much passing this year as there has been over the past few years.
We said it in episodes past. I feel the pendulum is kind of swinging back. You know, at least for this one year, if it'll be a trend next year or whatever. But I do feel like the pendulum is swinging back toward trying to run the ball. Because look, I mean that's the NFL. That's football. You know, offenses run the ball, so you get
You build defense big, to stop
right,
the
Right, you build defense to stop them. Big, slow guys. And then, all right, so defense stop. Well, fuck it. Let's pass on these slow motherfuckers. And then right. It swings the other way. You get slim, quick guys. Well, fuck it. These guys ain't got the ass to stop a running back. Let's run the ball, you know? I mean, that is football.
That's how it works.
You know, it is, you know, a secular
Well, and it also goes to do with what kind of talent's coming up, right?
Sure.
Do you have a crop of quarterbacks coming up, or do you have a crop of running backs coming up?
But one more thing I want to mention about the game day experience that Jason may or may not remember. There was a lot of training of the Atlanta Falcons by the by Saints fans. there was an airplane pulling a banner outside that said 28-3, Merry Christmas. In the dome for halftime, they had the 6'10 Stompers, which is that all-male dance group, you know, a little funny thing. And, you know, they did it at halftime, and they spelled out 28-3.
That was awesome. That got on Twitter quick.
Did it. And then, if you go to the games, for those who listen to us who don't, this season the Saints have been doing an us versus them segment on the Jumbotron. And so this one was cute with Atlanta. They did a State Bird and the Brown Thrasher, and they said, who's ever heard of that? And then they had, you know, the Pelican, you know, the Brown Pelican. They showed the Pelican. Then they did one about culture. I don't know what they showed about Atlanta, you know, but they showed the Uptown Jazz, the Garden District, you know, the crowd goes crazy. The two I do remember, they said franchise-defining moments. And they showed the scoreboard for the Atlanta Super Bowl 28-3.
Oh,
and then for us it was Steve Gleason's block punch.
Oh, they got the crowd.
Oh, the crowd was going just insane. And then they did rings, and they said famous rings, and they showed the Atlanta the Olympic rings, you know, because they hosted the Olympics in the 90s, and then they showed our Super Bowl ring, you know. So that's how we trolled them. There, so that was fun. So you know, we were giving it to them. We don't like them.
Fucking Atlanta sports media was so pissed off at the fucking Stompers.
Oh really?
Trolling. Like it's like they don't understand why. Like hey, it's not funny anymore. Like bullshit. The biggest choke job in sports history will always be funny.
Right.
Not funny. I get it that it's not funny to you. I mean, look, if it happened to me, I wouldn't be laughing either.
Right.
Classic Atlanta.
I think we should do that. That's probably better.
No. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue like classic. No.
But right. But yeah, fuck them. You know, fuck Atlanta. The problem is they are a shitty team. Fuck Atlanta. Even last year, you know, when they went to the Super Bowl, they had 11 wins. Not that, look, anytime you win double digits in the NFL, you know, you have a good team. That's good. But that's not a dominant team that should win a fucking, you know, fucking.
Right.
Their fans are delusional. Their organization is delusional. This Quinn guy is a fucking joke. He's the same, you know. He's
like,
blown two Super Bowls.
All over again.
You
know. Yeah.
Right. Fuck him. Fuck Count Chocula.
All right. Let's get into look at him tweets. Kind of run through these, and then we'll do Pick'ems, game preview, and then Neil did tweet, wanted a Last Jedi discussion, so if you guys don't have anything going on for maybe about 10 minutes after the show, maybe we can do a post-credits
spoiler
because I thought we Last Jedi discussion that we did
not have yet.
All right, so the first tweet here comes from Super Cyan Saint. That says, is the butt pick a top three butt play in NFL history? So we know we had the butt fumble, I would say, is the most notable butt play.
Yeah.
Matty Shitpants shitting himself is another, but that wasn't in the NFL.
That's still a butt play.
But anyway, I mean, as far as what I know, as far as butt plays in the NFL, it's definitely in the top three because I only know of.
Yeah, right, the butt fumble, right. This is the butt pick.
I just think it's kind of funny that we mentioned the butt fumble like only a week or two ago on the show. And then Lattimore gives us a butt interception.
Ass pick.
So all I think of how many puns must have come out of that one. Anyway, next tweet comes from Nick, NRG. It says, I will die on this sword alone if I have to, because I'm sure everyone is still riding high. But this offense is not good enough to get it done in the playoffs.
Look, the third down performance is concerning. Okay, and there is a lag of receiving weapons, especially the tight end. But with these running backs, it may not look pretty, but we still have been scoring in the high 20s a game.
Right. I mean, and again, that goes back to what I just said earlier in the show about. And it's my opinion, and I could just be trying to, you know.
And your opinions are like assholes. They are capable of getting interceptions against the Falcons.
Right. I could be just trying to see through rose-colored glasses, but I really feel like, you know, we're not pushing the offense as much as we, you know, we're not pushing it with Breeze. We're not pushing the big plays. And I look, God,
is it lacking? You guys said it.
We need a tight end. And we need another wide receiver.
Right.
I mean, you know, these are discussions to have in a month.
You need a healthy, right.
But we need more wide receivers than just Michael Thomas, who's a boss. We need a tight end.
And then I'll add to that one, because Chris McGuire tweeted kind of along the same lines, asking if we're good enough to win in the NFC with the big boys. Basically, playoffs come around. Already come up short at Minnesota.
Yeah.
At the Rams.
Different.
And once in Shitlanta.
Well, the Shitlanta one was, I mean, you know, we lost Kamara. Okay, they got 9 first down because of penalties. We will never win a game with 9 first down with penalties, and we should have won that one.
Right. They only break. You didn't come up short. The refs helped them. The Kamara injury helped them. There are a lot other. The fact that the Saints lost a player every other play to injury and during the game helped them, and they still barely came out with a win by 3 points at Atlanta.
Right.
So no.
Yeah.
But Atlanta, throw it aside.
But Atlanta is not the big boys. Atlanta is a chump team. Fuck them.
No.
Philadelphia. If anybody watched that Oakland Philly game, you know, Fultz is not Carson Wentz. Philadelphia, God bless them. I feel bad for their fans. They're not making it through the playoffs.
You look at what they're coming up with. They still won both games with Foles.
But they played shitty teams.
True.
They haven't played playoff caliber teams. I don't think they can beat I don't think they can beat Carolina. We just beat Carolina. We just beat the big boys. This is a team with enough veteran leadership, I feel, and coaching staff that once we get in the playoffs, you know, it's all
those first two games, the Minnesota and the New England game at the beginning of the year, it's like it wasn't even part of the season. I mean,
it's night and day for
who we are. Maybe Minnesota, sure, have they gotten better since then? Probably.
Minnesota is a really good team, but they still have Case Keenum as a quarterback. The one thing you say about us, we have the best quarterback in the NFC.
That's going to
be in the playoffs. I mean, I'd be a little more scared of the Rams than either the Vikings or the Eagles.
Okay.
Just because they've got Gurley and Wade Phillips always seems to have our number.
Yeah, true that.
True.
Yeah. All right, Minnesota, the tough place to play, always has been, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Hey,
look, you got to win the game. You know, you got to win the games you play. So, fucking let's do this. Let's get at least one home game, one playoff victory, and then we'll go wherever the fuck we got to go.
All right.
Yeah.
Next tweet comes from Giovanni Turner. Says the Fail Clowns cannot punt on fourth down. They cannot go for it on fourth down. Next fourth and one, Matt Ryan should just walk to the sideline and hand the ball to Drew Brees. Save himself the embarrassment.
That would be awesome.
It was so great.
That fourth down stop. I mean, my God, the dome was just so loud and just, you know, holy shit.
Especially, I mean, it's crazy, and I know some of the Falcons fans are bitching that they, you know, Julio, they thought that was a touchdown. Well, the ball never crossed the plane.
They never crossed the goal line.
Never crossed the goal line.
If not, if your feet are in the end zone, you fucking retards.
Right. If he's going sideways, sure, but not if you're in the front like that.
No, he caught it.
The ball's got to cross the plane. That's a simple rule. That rule's been around since the beginning of time.
It's not that the NFL long. Can get that catch rule right.
Right.
Thank God.
No. He didn't catch it. And then is that the one they fumbled? That was the one we stopped them.
But even on the one we fumbled, it was after the pick by Deion Jones at the beginning of the second half.
Yeah.
Coleman made a touchdown-saving tackle.
Yes, he did.
On the pick, and then it worked out in our favor that, you know, we got the ball back. So I know everybody hated on Coleman after his fumbles, but that was a big tackle Coleman made.
Davis Douglas with the next tweet says, other than a Super Bowl win, my biggest hope is to beat the Vikings in the NFC Championship, again, on their home turf, since they beat us in week one, to bring the season full circle. And I'm going to add the exclamation point to that is, if the Vikings are in the NFC Championship, A, we keep them out of the Super Bowl once again, while we go, B, we keep them out of being the home team in the Super Bowl once.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! And look, their fans still hate us.
Oh yeah, this.
You know, we if y'all remember, we talked about it a year ago, and they had some little thing about what fan base hates the other the most, and you know,
yeah.
And some people you're higher on their list because of something you did to them, and blah blah blah. And the Vikings fans still feel they got jobbed in 2009 when we were clearly the better team. I mean, they fucking fumbled the ball four fucking times. Dude, you can't fumble the ball four times and expect to win. And their fans still go, oh, well, the NFL wanted y'all to win. Yes, they were so happy with our win that they immediately changed the overtime rule because we won.
And then suspended Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, right. Joe Vitt.
Right. So go fuck yourself, Vikings fan. Not that anyone would listen to us, but yeah, to go up there and
beat. But if you know a Vikings fan, tell them to go fuck themselves.
All right. But to go up there and beat them, like you said, keep them out of the Super Bowl, keep them from hosting the Super Bowl. Oh, that would just be so, oh, so wonderful.
And yeah, that was our first game this season. They beat us there. Let's get that back.
Right. And then if we beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, then we will have beaten every team we played this year.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no. We still have the Rams, which I think.
Yeah.
We would not be able to
go through them, would we?
No, we probably wouldn't.
If we win and the Rams lose, we get the 3 seed, then we go play Minnesota. The Rams would go to Philly, so then we could play Minnesota first and then beat the Rams.
Right, we could, right.
So they could beat Minnesota, the Rams, and Minnesota. No, wait, Minnesota.
Minnesota, the Rams, and then New England. Jeff's confused himself. He can't figure it out. He's like, wait, what?
But we wouldn't play Minnesota in the championship game. We'd play
it'd be the one before.
Right. Well, fine. Knock them out then.
Yeah,
knock them out and piss in their cereal.
Go to Los Angeles, piss in their cereal.
I like that.
Beat the fucking Patriots.
Yeah, I like where you're going with that. Let's just beat every team that we played this year, at least.
Right. Right, and that way we'd beat every team we played. That'd be pretty.
But wait, you missed. Oh yeah, because Atlanta's the fourth loss. That's right.
Right, and we get beat them.
That's right.
Classic Jeff.
What I had to get there. All right, and then Davis Douglas another tweet says, "I hope I'm not too late with this one, but it should be noted that after the interception, Breeze stayed as a diversion to slow Deion Jones down enough for Coleman to tackle him.
Oh.
And then hashtag leader. So I didn't catch that. I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it. No, I go back and watch it.
I guess the idea there is Breeze kind of, he didn't just run away from it. But I don't know Drew Breeze ever to run away.
No, he's silly like that, no. Remember, you know, well, no, again, I mean, that's why he got his arm tore off, because he was playing in a useless game and went for a fumble.
He's not Cam Newton, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Right. He's competitive.
All right, that's all the tweets we got for tonight. But don't forget to send your tweets in. Any witticisms, of course, we'll be happy to read when we record our show. But right now, it's time for Pick'ems.
It's time to play the game. Put your money on the table. Come on. It's the one game you never, ever win. My game. Come on. My time. Yeah, what you got? You can't
in Pick'ems. Damon, did you send picks last week?
No, I sure didn't. No,
I didn't
no,
get any.
Okay.
Nope.
So you're still at 31-41. Our guest picker Mike went 3-2 last week. I went 2-3, and Jeff went 3-2. So Jeff extends his lead over me by 5 games. Jeff and I lost the Rams. I had San Francisco with a win. Jeff lost with Jacksonville. Then he had Indy and Washington, which I lost. I had Baltimore and Denver. And we both took Chicago. So Jeff leads the three of us at 42-35. Then I'm 5 games back, 37-40. But Damon is 31-41.
All right, in the larger league, we got I have lost the lead. Finally, Jim Bowles and
classic his, Jeff
and his home team strategy actually is apparently the best strategy in Pick'ems, period, because he's now leading by 1 game and I'm in second place, and then there's a 6-game difference between me and Vincent Burke, who's in third place, and then yeah, Doug, Jason, Life of Tat. Doug, look at Doug moving all the way up to fourth place. He rode the bottom of the league the first half of the season. Yeah, he's had some pretty strong weeks the last couple of weeks. He must be calling him a professional. Doug, Jason, Life of Ty, Who Dat Fit, CJG, Me So Mad, Neil, Greenbaum, Gerald Booty, Wheels, Davis Douglas, Chris McGuire, Triple D, Damon, EJ Pasternak, Preston Allen, Ryan Angier, and Dr. Who Dat. Everybody else, I'm not reading your names. You missed too many weeks. And it's clear that you're not sipping picks anymore. So when you know you have no chance for to win, the tweets start to dry up for Pick'ems. But Jason, what do we got for this week?
All right, week 17. Hard to believe the last regular season week is now upon us. Crazy how fast these seasons go. But we'll start here. The Buffalo Bills sitting there at 8-7, still a chance at the playoffs. I'm not sure of all the scenarios. Like, I think if they win, they might need.
Oh,
another...
they need a lot. Like, I think if
Tennessee, and I've got Tennessee later, but I think if Tennessee wins, they're definitely in, and they have the same record as Buffalo. So I think Buffalo needs Tennessee to lose, maybe another team to lose. But Buffalo 8-7, looking, trying to make the playoffs for the first time since '99. Traveled to Miami to play a
99.
That's the last time they made the playoffs.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I thought it was like 4 or 5, but you're probably. You could probably be right. I mean, 99 would be the last.
No, I think it's been a long time. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Oh my goodness.
Well, they've been stuck in the division with the Patriots, with their rise.
Yeah. Well, no. I think the Patriots have been. Not that they haven't been great, you know, the model franchise, but I think the Patriots have been stuck in the division with Miami, the Jets, and Buffalo.
Yeah, they've definitely lucked out. Like you said, not that they're not good, but they played in easily the worst division in the last 15 years. They travel to Miami, play the Dolphins, nothing to play for, and the Dolphins are getting 3 at home. I'll go first. Give me Buffalo just because I feel like they've got something to play for, even though my Pick'ems have sucked the last couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take Buffalo also.
You're not taking the home dogs?
Probably no. Should have, but I'm not.
You know, I'm going to take Miami on this one.
Classic Jeff.
Good.
Is there something I don't know?
No, there isn't.
No. Oh, there's a lot you don't know.
It took you long.
But this game, no.
I set you up that way.
All right, our next game, big NFC South tilt, Carolina Panthers. The Falcons. This is probably, objectively, this is the best game of the week.
Yeah, it really is. I'd rather watch this game than the same Tampa game.
Right. If Atlanta wins, they're in. If they lose, they can still get in if Seattle loses.
This is why I wish this game was at 12, though, because it would give us a good noon game. And
yeah, it really would. I mean, right. I would really enjoy watching this game. Like you said, Atlanta has a lot of ways. Well, they have 2 ways to get in. They can win or Seattle lost. Right. I mean, it's 2 ways. But still, it's – but, look, and everybody hates Atlanta, in my opinion. Carolina's biggest rival is Atlanta. Our biggest rival is Atlanta. Atlanta's biggest rival is us. They don't care. You know, they do hate Carolina. It's not as much as they hate us. No one gives a shit about. Right. No one gives a shit about Tampa Bay.
Right. Sometimes you forget they're even there.
Right. Miami, Jacksonville. No one cares about Tampa Bay.
I mean, Atlanta's season is going to be on the line, and guarantee to you that stadium is going to be maybe half as loud as the fucking dome was this
past
weekend. Right. Which shows you all you need to know about the fucking.
But it should be a good. I mean.
It should be a good game.
Okay, so what's the spread?
Atlanta's favored by 4.
What? I guess Carolina's in. No, but Carolina can still win the division.
Yeah they can.
As long as if we lose. So, right, I mean, Carolina has something to play for.
They do. Yep. Now, I mean, Carolina did just barely beat Tampa.
Really right?
Lost Tampa. But, you know, it's not like Carolina's this great team. Neither is Atlanta.
I don't know. Carolina's a very good team. I mean, they have the same record as us. I mean, Carolina is a good team, if you like them or not.
No, they
You can't take away their dangerous team.
Them with the points. I will take that.
Yeah, just because of the 4 points. Right. I'm okay. I'll agree with you there. But take Jason. Who are you going to take?
I'm probably going to take Carolina, but I need to catch up on Jeff, and I'm going to take Carolina.
Okay, all right, but I want to just hear y'all quick opinions. Without the points, who wins this game? Who wins this game?
I think Carolina's a better team. Not by much, but I think they're better.
I think Carolina is going to lose because I feel like Carolina, I don't know how they're fucking winning every week like this. I don't get it. And I think Atlanta, other than, you know, they lost to us yesterday. It was a unique situation, unique game and all that. Atlanta, they, objectively speaking, they're good enough to beat Carolina. They're not good enough to win in the playoffs, but they're good enough to beat Carolina because divisions,
right?
You build your team to compete with the other division team. So it's a different level of competition. It's a different type of, you know what I mean? Atlanta's got the offense to beat Carolina if they play right.
No, I mean, I can't argue with any of that. I don't know. I don't know who. I have literally no fucking opinion about who's going to win. At least not strong enough where I can, you know.
Then why the fuck you asked us?
You
then?
Feel, huh?
Then why the fuck you asked us?
Because I wanted your opinion. Because I don't feel strongly either way. I mean, no, it wouldn't. Either team winning would not surprise me. I guess.
No.
Atlanta does not have a strong home field advantage.
Yeah.
Half their fans are out choking their chickens, whatever it is they do.
And bitching about Saints fans.
Right.
Well, that's the thing is our whether or not Atlanta can bounce back after the Saints handled them.
That's a good point.
So, all right, you know? Next game.
AFC South tilt. Jacksonville Jaguars already clinched, and I think they're locked in at the 3 seed. So there's nothing they can do to change their seed. Travel to Tennessee to play the Titans, who, if they win, they're in. So a lot
maybe
of the line for Tennessee.
It's Tennessee that hasn't been in since 7 or 8, I guess.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
This game is in, and the Titans are favored by 6. I guess they figure Jacksonville's not going to play.
Lay down.
Their coach says they're going to play to win, but.
Bullshit. They all say that. Bullshit. I'll take.
Let me ask you, how much does Leonard Fournette play?
None.
Okay. Then I'll take it.
then you're not playing to win. Then you're not playing to win. I think we'll all take Tennessee, given laying the points. Because no for that.
If
my God,
well, that's the
case. Are they gonna sit? Are they gonna sit Blake Bortles? What fucking disaster do they have waiting behind him?
See, this is another one of those situations. Tennessee wins the game, but do they win by 6?
Yeah. I wonder if I call Jacksonville, will they let me play? Just for a couple snaps.
Probably.
Okay, yeah, why not?
So Damon, you're taking Tennessee. Jason, are you really taking Tennessee?
I was thinking about taking Jacksonville.
I mean, this is a team that's laying. They're not laying down. They're not playing.
They're not laying down, but they're not right.
They're not playing.
They don't they're
in the playoff. They're looking. They're, you know.
Yeah, yeah. If they weren't locked in, yeah, they're locked in. I'm taking
right. This. Tennessee's still fighting for their playoff live.
Yeah, but yeah. Tennessee's coming in as with everything they've got. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Our next game, an NFC West battle. Some playoff seeding implications. There's a little trick to this game. The San Francisco 49ers right behind handsome Jimmy G.
With four wins.
That's in a row.
How awesome is that, huh?
You know, going from tanking and getting the third pick to now possibly the 10th pick. Travel to Los Angeles to play the Rams, who there's talk about possibly. I mean, it looks like you'd rather be the four seed than the three seed in the playoffs, so that way, you know, if both home teams win in round one, you go to Philly instead of Minnesota. So there's talk that maybe the Rams throw this game.
No, no, no. No one throws the game in the NFL. They don't. They don't. They don't. No one throws the game in the NFL.
So the strong play of Jimmy G means the Rams are only favored by four.
But, dude, what a turnaround. I mean, what a quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo must be, because that weekend was a dumpster fire. I mean, they were competing with Cleveland for the number one pick, but Cleveland said, hey, fuck you, we can do this, and we won't win a fucking game. And God bless them, they did it, and I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them for it.
I guarantee you this, assuming that they, you know, because Garoppolo's a free agent, assuming they're not going to let him go, I bet you San Francisco is going to be the sexy, trendy pick next year to playoffs.
No doubt. Oh, but he had a free. Oh, please. Oh.
Well, the question.
And if they would lose him, would just be so. Oh God, I would love that if they lose him.
Yeah, it'd be
if
great.
They get him and they lose him, I would laugh.
Well, hey,
I hate San Francisco.
Call me crazy. Like, let's say you're the like Saints and you got Drew Brees and the future without Drew.
I would say you go. I say you go after Jimmy, gentleman Jimmy G hard.
Why not? Right? I mean,
why not?
Yeah, you go after him hard.
I'd go for it because out of anybody who's a potential to actually get, the timing is right. I'd rather a guy that clearly he can win with San Francisco dumpster fire four games in a row. You know he can win with Sean Payton.
Oh, no doubt. Look, God bless Drew Brees. I love Drew Brees. But fuck him, he's 39 years old.
Let Jimmy ride the bench for a year or two.
You can't
afford both of them, man.
Right, you can't
afford
Jimmy,
both of them.
If Freeze leaves, then you got to get Jimmy G.
Well, the thing is, after Jimmy Garoppolo as hard as you can.
Y'all. Well, poetic justice on that one would be stealing the quarterback from San Francisco.
If
that worked, that quarterback became,
All right.
Steve Young to the Joe Montana.
Okay, pick the game.
Can we get back on track here?
All right. I'm sorry.
I'm taking the Rams.
What the spread?
It's four.
I'm taking the Rams.
I'm going to take San Francisco.
I'm riding handsome Jimmy G again.
Yeah, hell yeah. I like Jimmy Garoppolo.
You know what? Because I think the Rams are secretly tanking to get the four seed.
You could very well be right. Can I change my pick? I won't.
If that happens and we get the three seed and Atlanta wins, we play Atlanta playoffs.
At home?
At home.
You thought this week was something.
Right. Oh, kid.
I wasted myself one last week.
Well, you got a week to recover. All right.
And now our shooting game of the week.
Here we go. Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far.
My car have to be Cleveland.
It's not Cleveland because I think Cleveland was playing a good team, so it's not Cleveland.
Okay,
yeah, but they're going for the Ofer.
They are
going for Ofer, man. We okay, that might Okay.
I don't know. Do you want me to?
Who are you playing? Let me tell us what you got.
All right, hold on. Well, my previous entry was Houston at Indy.
That's a pretty shitty game.
That's pretty shitty. Let's see. Where's Cleveland?
Well, the thing about Cleveland is it becomes...
Cleveland is traveling to Pittsburgh.
That becomes a real easy pickup right taking Pittsburgh on that one.
But Pittsburgh doesn't have anything to play for. They got the bye.
Right.
Although if...
But they could move up.
Yeah,
they
could move up. Well, that spread's 13.5.
No.
So would you rather do that or Houston?
Nah, let's do Houston and Indy.
Yeah. Houston at Indy, both teams coming off losses. Yesterday, I mean, ever since Deshaun Watson went down, Houston's been terrible.
Houston and Indy are both coming off of a lot of losses.
Yeah. So this game is in Indy, and the Colts are favored by 4.
The Colts are favored.
But
Houston's
favored by
4? Colts are 3-12.
Hey.
The Colts have lost 6 in a row. The Houston's lost 5 in a row.
The Houstonians.
Who the fuck knows?
I'm going to go ahead and take the Colts.
I'll take the Colts. If you will.
I'm going to take Houston.
Good.
Before we do preview, I want to mention 2 things. I think y'all talked about Reggie retiring last week, but you didn't talk about his comments.
He wants to come back and, maybe like sign a one-day contract.
Right. Right. I actually watched the show anyway. He goes, I'm done.
That's it.
No, hold on.
Bye-bye, donkeys.
No, the page is going.
That nation.
He goes, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. I said it. It's not breaking news. I've been saying it. I said it all season long. I said, listen, if I don't play this year, I'm going to retire because I'm not going to spend a whole year off and come back at 33 trying to get back into the league. Where they slowly weed you out.
So is this one of those things, Damon, where it's you're not retiring, nobody wants you, and so you're gonna...
That's not where I was going for. But then he said, but after that he goes, listen, the Saints know I'm coming home at some point.
Aww.
So I'm going to come home to retire as a Saint, but yeah, man, I'm done. I'm done for sure. So it's just... I like that part was the part I wanted to get. That's pretty cool, that he said, the Saints know I'm coming home to retire a Saint. So that's, I don't know. God bless, we had some great time with Reggie. God bless him. He didn't live up to the hype, but you couldn't live up to that fucking hype that he came into the league with. You couldn't. Okay?
It was hard, and I mean, especially and on top of the hype of him being a great player, the hype of he's coming to save a franchise.
Right. And I've heard people say, commentators now saying, look, that, if you go back to 2006, that sellout of that first season was because of Reggie, not because of Drew. That 2006 Drew, that's not the Drew we know and love today.
What?
Confident that his shoulder wouldn't fall off.
Right, right. No, that fan, we got hype because of Reggie going into 2006. It was Reggie that brought the excitement back. And
that's what
I
remember. Like, I want to say, didn't
Reggie
they sell,
sold
like,
the tickets?
Like yeah. 15,000 season tickets like that weekend.
Right. Right. Reggie sold the tickets. And man, it was so much fun. And Jason, Reggie, So I'm hoping for our first playoff game. I know we said earlier we hope. You have expected him to be here this weekend. But I hope for the first playoff game they do something like they did with Deuce during our Super Bowl run. Remember? They signed Deuce to some kind of contract.
That could have been the whole thing all along. The fans were trying to get that petition to get Reggie to come out with the bat for the Falcons game.
Right.
And probably the decision makers at the Saints were sat around the table and saying, like, why waste that on a Falcons game? We don't need that for the Falcons game. The fans got this. Let's bring him in for the playoff game.
Right. We know we have one playoff game at home. Let's bring him. Jason, and tell me you don't see this happening. If he runs out on the field, the fans, Reggie.
Guaranteed
it's going to be
especially
be magical.
if they bring him out, he's going to do the Who Dat chant, and that, yes, that's when you're going to hear the Reggie.
No doubt. Yep.
Oh, you get the Reggie chant as he walks slowly to the 35-yard line.
Right.
And then he drops it. You get the Who Dat chant. The thing, I mean, that, oh, I got goosebumps thinking about it, and I won't even be here.
Right. No. So, but I just wanted to mention that about Reggie. You said that, you know, I'm coming home. I'm coming to retire. I'm glad about that. And then again, if you watch him on any of the NFL Network shows that he's on now, behind him, he's always repping the Saints. He's not repping Miami, where he had some couple of good years, or Detroit, or I think the last year with Buffalo, which was unforgettable. I think he had negative 3 yards.
Outside of New Orleans, I mean, New Orleans defined his career. I mean,
no doubt. Well, and he was with us the longest of the rest of his career.
He
was
the most. Yeah.
Super Bowl champ. Right. Yeah. So, anyway. God, you know, hey, look, the man had a good run of the NFL. You know, he ain't got nothing to be ashamed.
Play for 10 years. That's pretty
strong.
Play
for 10 years. That's strong. Yeah. Nothing to be ashamed of. So, God bless you, Reggie. Come back home and sign as a Saint.
All right. What's your other thing?
That's chapter one. Would you like to have chapter two? You better, son of a bitch. I know the way.
The other thing is the Saints are finally have a winning record at the Dome.
For how many years?
No, period. Historically.
Wait, we achieved that with Atlanta win?
No, we did it.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
A wins ago, we were right as of now in the Superdome, we were 166 and 162.
How about that? Thank you, Sean Payton and Drew Brees.
But we did go. We went 7-1 this year. That's pretty strong.
And that's still nice. That is a very nice thing.
Dome field advantage is back.
Right. And from some of our younger listeners, or, you know, people who are, you know, the Saints were very, very, very bad for a very, very long time. Be it home or away, we were bad. So to get to 500 at the Dome, that's great. And I would imagine, you know, I mean, that started in the Tom Benson era. Again, we can never thank Mr. Benson enough for what he's done for this franchise. Don't do it now because it doesn't matter. He won't remember shit.
I was about to make a joke in that direction, but you got it. So, one other thing before we get into preview. Damien, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I know, right? Well, we've got to call out.
Come on. We're having a good time. Jason, what the fuck? Have some holiday spirit.
Well, he's got to edit. That's why.
Oh.
I'm trying to get it out tonight
because
I got a
Pelican. And he killed that shit.
All right. It'll be quick because we do need to put them in their place. The UK Saints podcast.
Oh, I want to talk about them. I'm glad you brought them up.
Defense versus defense debate is just, it's getting bigger and bigger. I posted a little tweet there on our Twitter account asking fans to vote #defensewithanS, #defensewithac, because clearly they want to spell it, you know, the Queen's English or whatever English that they want to use to spell it with a C. We spell it with an S. We've had a few. Clearly, the S wins with the votes, but some of the other comments that came along with votes, I think that argues our side better than the Mafia over there. Who was the one, Jason, that
I like Ash. Ash
is like the Damon of their show.
Ash is the one that the Damon?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt about it.
He's the one that Kurt decided.
Yeah, I can tell that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So edit that and make it clear that I know who Ash is.
All right, classic Jeff.
I never. But you got to. So, you know, clearly, people saying like it's the American football is the sport, so it's the American way of spelling. So Ash, I mean, like, sure, defense with a C exists, but you're kind of talking about our game, so you have to use an S from here on out. So I expect to see a tweet from you with an S in your response to this show, and I'm looking forward to hear whatever you got to say. But you did call out Damon on Damon. I don't know if you listened to their last episode where his real beef was with you calling him a moron.
I call you a moron.
You call everybody a moron.
Well, right.
I never. Wait a second. Hold on. I never called them a moron. I never listened to their show until until I drove to Austin Sunday a week ago.
That didn't stop you from calling people more
often. Okay, that might be true. That might be true, but I doubt
it. You called him a moron, and you've never even met him. You don't know him. You haven't talked to him. You haven't heard him on the show, but he took a little bit of offense to call him a moron because on the grounds that I used the C for defense.
I don't think I was even on the show when y'all had that debate. I'm telling you, I listened.
No,
to that.
No, it was before. I think when I had mentioned that I was going on their show, and you're like, they're a bunch of morons anyway.
Oh well, that
was
I might have rushed to judgment. I had not heard them. I did listen to them because you were on their show, and on my way up to Austin, Sunday a week ago, and I listened to like four of their shows, and I was very. Very surprised at how knowledgeable they were about football.
You hear that, Ash? You were surprised that you knew anything about football?
Great. He's surprised that you know football and weren't just talking about soccer.
Well, no doubt. I mean, well, again, they have to put a lot of, I would imagine, they have to put a lot of effort into it, you know, to follow the, you know, I mean, they knew just about the league, not just about the Saints, you know, they knew league
stuff. They have to
convert
meters into yards.
Yeah, they have to do that too. I mean, because no doubt, I can't do it the other way around, you know. But no, they were very knowledgeable. They follow the whole league. I mean, I was very impressed. I wanted to know if they had watching on their computer at 3 o'clock in the morning or something silly like that. I mean, that's some dedication, you know. It's not as easy, you know. It really is.
What always gets me curious about any UK Saints fan is what got them to become a Saints fan, because like I said, like, if I were to start watching the Premier League soccer here, you know, I chose the Southampton Saints because it's the Saints, and I just, well, I'm a Saints fan in the NFL, I'll be a Saints fan if I'm for Premier League. And, you know, I've been told similar history or similar stories kind of where you've had some moments of success, but it's always been a struggle kind of for the fan base. Anyway, how did you choose the Saints? Like, what made you say, you know what, I'm going to become an NFL fan and I'm going to throw a dart at a map?
Yeah, I don't know. And look, and from listening to them, because again, I listened to like four or five shows. You know, it's a long trip to Austin. They're not Johnny Come Lately. They're not like Katrina Saints fans. I mean, they've been Saints fans for years, 20 years. They're very involved over there with that Saints Mafia. What do they call it? I want to meet them next time they come down. You know.
Ash said something about sending us coffee mugs. He said he'd only send it if he sent three of them, though. He's not going to send us each individually one. So you can send all three to Jason, Ash. I want a coffee mug.
Yeah. What kind of coffee mug is it?
It's a Saints Mafia coffee mug.
Oh, I didn't know they had such a thing. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. We'd love that. And again, I definitely want to have them on the show.
I could be wrong. It could very well be something completely different. You know what would be better? You send us coffee mugs that say hashtag defense with a C. We'll send you coffee mugs that say hashtag defense with an S.
But I would I definitely want to have them on the show in the off season. I know they're the time difference. We can figure something out, you know. Yeah. We're all civilized human beings.
I really do enjoy their show. I mean, like I said, having been listening
I can listen to their show easier than I can listen to our own show with the way you and Jason butcher the fucking music behind our fucking thing, and I can't hear anything. Those guys speak almost another language. My God, their accents are so thick. If they put music behind their show, I couldn't listen because I can barely understand them.
Well, first of all, it is fun trying to decipher the accent. Then the next thing is some of the euphemisms or cliches.
Yeah,
the same
What
did they just say?
All right. No, it is cool. Yeah. I love the use of the
it's like light bulbs with river and the carpet there. You know?
Right. And I do love the use of the word fag. You know. But I totally enjoy this show. And if you're a Saints fan and you enjoy listening to podcasts, look, definitely give them a try. It's not, like I said, their accents are, you know, it takes you a couple episodes to listen.
It almost makes them sound civilized. Because, like, even if you say fuck, if it's with a British accent, it sounds civilized. Right.
The fucking.
Who is their moderator? Because his accent is a lot easier to understand.
That's Ben. That's the one who I met. Who came over here for the Redskins game.
Okay, okay. Well, I wish you'd have told him. I'd have liked him. Well, not then, I wouldn't have, because I didn't know about the show. But
yeah,
now,
you would have called him a moron.
Right, but now I'd like to be him. I get Ashy's accent is the thickest, I believe.
Yeah,
he's harder for me to understand. Uh-huh. Where is he from?
Wales.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of sheep shaggers over there. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that.
He's no Donkey Shag.
Now, he knows that because Ben actually references Ash as the Sheep Shagger himself.
Right. But, yeah, no, it's they have a good pie. Again, I definitely, we have to have them on. And we'll, you know, like you said,
the crossover. I like that crossover.
One show we all record, and we can do two, whatever. I'd like to do it, but I definitely want to have them on
to rule them all.
And next time one of them comes over to, next time one of them comes to New Orleans, they have to let us know.
I think Ash said he was coming in 2019.
Okay, well, I might be dead by then. I don't know. I can't plan anything but a couple weeks in advance.
All right.
But one thing, if y'all do listen to the show. They have descriptions. Go down, I think it's called Deep Something, and it's where I think Ben, right, when Ben was here for the Washington game. And it's just so, it's incredible how they describe the dome, all of them, who's been asked it several times.
That and was a good episode.
Yeah, so go and listen to that one. It's called Deep Something. Go figure it out. Y'all are civilized people. And he just say, it's so something when you walk up and you see it at the dome, and it's like, oh, and like in a religious spirit to it.
The fact that they're that you're there that impressed with the Superdome, because I would imagine we would have the same kind of like awe-inspiring moment if we went up to Wembley. You know what I mean? Like it's like kind of like I would Wembley to me feels more iconic than the Superdome would.
Right. Well, right. I mean, I go to the Superdome since 1989.
At least 8 times a year.
Right. Ten times a playoff. Right. 10 times a year from 1989. And the fucking Superdome is a pain in the ass. I got to park. Oh, I got to walk. It's a pain in the ass. And he's walking up and seeing the Mercedes Superdome like it's, oh, you know. He's hearing fucking halos. Right. And I'm like, get the fuck out of my way, goddammit. Let's go get my, you know. So, I mean, but it's just awesome how they describe the city and everything. And they seem like really good guys. Maybe
fun,
not as moronic.
I'm being a Saints fan through their eyes. And
Yeah, not as moronic as I originally thought.
Ash, you got your rescindence of the moron statement.
Right.
That's
so
with a C or an S?
Well, we'll battle that out for the next 6 weeks.
So we'll do the
olive branch here, where let's not fight over the spelling of defense, because we shouldn't be going at each other as for the Saints. We're going into the playoffs. It's us against them.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
All of us
we have a good defense. Whether we spell it with an S or a C, we just know they're fucking good.
That's right.
Right.
All right. So let's move into Saints preview.
Tonight we take a hold of this division.
Let's go, man.
Let's go to our run.
Let's go, man.
When I say who are we, you say Saints. When I say are we ready, you say who?
Who we Saints?
We ready.
Who we Saints?
We ready.
Who we Saints?
Yes.
Who we
Saints? D1 had to do this for the best quarterback in the league right now. Drew Brees, they call me the one-man army.
Now we got him saying,
who that? Shoot that? Who that? Shoot that?
Taking us to the top this year. No ifs, ands, or buts. Number 9 got up. Y'all ready? Let's go, man.
So, let's talk Saints preview. I'm going to go get a beer while y'all start.
So it is, I mean, you know, it's just Tampa, but Tampa's been frisky the last 2 weeks. They fucking missed a field goal at the end to tie Atlanta 2 weeks ago. They gave up a late touchdown against Carolina this week. I mean, they easily could have won both those games. So I know we're in the playoffs, but I would much rather host the game than have to go to Carolina. Not that it really matters, like we can't beat Carolina or something, but I want a home game. So we're going to have to go, and we're going to have to, you know, we can't fucking look past them. I'm hoping that, because, look, we were really up for this Falcons game. I'm hoping there's not any kind of letdown after the emotion that was last week. That's the only thing I'm slightly worried about. Because, I mean, otherwise, we're clearly the better team than they are.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's not even close. But they are, you know, they I will tip my hat to Tampa Bay, what you said, because after the first game we beat them, I thought Cotter had lost that team and they had already given up. But they did put a hell of a fight against Atlanta 2 weeks ago. Carolina this week, us coming up next week. But they're still, you know, Jameis Winston's such a fucking asshole. My God, he has to grow the fuck up. I mean, if I was a Tampa Bay fan, I mean, the man had the physical tool to be a quarterback in the NFL. There's no question about that. But grow the fuck up, man. You can't act like you're supposed to be the quarterback. You're supposed to be the leader, fucking, you know, and you're a retard.
I did see he was pretty pissed at the end of...
Right, he said he didn't fumble the ball. And
I mean, he kind of had a reason. Like, I don't know how they gave the ball to Carolina at the end.
Right, from the angle, that I didn't, you know, they didn't show many good angles, but it never looked like he lost the ball, you know, and he walked up the pile with it.
Right.
You know, so, but man, but you can't act like that. You can't get the penalty. You have to go and, now, I'm not saying there ain't time for a quarterback, but to get fired up and blah, 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 but not like that, because you're whining, in my opinion. I don't know, you know, but between eating W's and acting like that, dude, get your head out of fucking ass. But they are good. We are a better team. We need the win. I have no doubt Sean Payton will have this team, and Drew Brees will have this team focused and ready to go there.
I would like to see us do a little better on third down. I'd like to see that get better as we head into the playoffs.
Right. I mean, I would like to actually see them get rolled over and let us run.
That too. And I would like to see, I guess Atlanta beat the fuck out of Carolina, so we can just say, yeah, fuck it, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I want a home playoff game.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, no doubt. We have to have a home playoff game. Have to have. I mean, that is essential. No doubt.
Yeah.
And besides, they already have our money.
Yeah. So I'll go, I'll go 27 Saints. It's a little closer than we'd like.
Yeah. I think we have a better defense than, I'll say 24-17.
Yeah, I'll go 28-6. Saints.
That'd be nice.
I hope Jeff's right.
Defense is good enough to give them, to only keep them to six, and the offense is going to stop at 28. Sean Payton's going to start kneeling the ball in the third quarter. All right, that is the... We're going to clearly... All right, so here's what we're going to do, folks. We will record our Last Jedi comments or whatever after you do the show, but we're going to publish it as a separate mini-sode so that...
For those who enjoy listening to our ramblings, right?
Exactly. It's not going to be part of this show, so this show stays within its hour time frame, but also the Last Jedi review clearly is going to be filled with spoilers. That's spoilers with a C, not an S. All right, then, in that case, I'm going to close this one. That's all the show we have for you right now. And, you know, we're going to thank our loyal listeners, but also our new listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can like us on Facebook, or you can follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there is the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dad, come.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Maddie Shipants donkeys.
Good night, Hoodat Nation.
Are you a Hoodat? Sing it loud and clear. I'm a Hoodat. We love to cheer for the Saints in New Orleans. So here we go, Saints.